KBOO News. If you'd like to call your elected representatives about any issue you've heard on the news tonight, here are the phone numbers, so get a pen. The local number for Senator Ron Wyden is 503-326-7525. The number for Senator Jeff Merkley is 503-326-3386. Oregon Governor Kate Brown's number is 503-378-3111. Portland Mayor Charlie Hales can be reached at 503-823-4120. You're listening to KBOO Portland, 90.7 FM, K282BH Philomath, 104.3 FM, and K220HR Hood River, 91.9 FM. I'm Ken Jones.
And I'm Rosalind Scott. Coming up tomorrow morning on KBOO at 7, it's Democracy Now! With Amy Goodman and Juan Gonzalez. At 8, Joe Uris hosts the Abe and Joe Talk Radio Show with topics electric companies quashing solar power, Labor Day history, and fundraising. At 9 on Alternative Radio, professor and author Deepa Kuman speaks on imperialist feminism. At 10, it's Air Cascadia, headlines, interviews, and commentary with Chris Andre. At 10:15, hear Flashpoints, investigative news radio with host Dennis Bernstein. And at 11, on Stage and Studio, host DeMay Roberts hosts a special one-hour edition previewing the new theater season with Rose Riordan, director of Portland Center Stage Multicultural Our Town, Don Horn of Triangle Productions Looped, featuring Margie Boulay, and Michael Mendelson, director of Artists Repertory Theater's The Understudy. Good night, Ken, and happy birthday.
Oh, thanks, Rosalind. Good night, and good night, Danielle.
In the United States, we saw this moment opening up to the Occupy movement. And for those people who said that Occupy didn't give us anything, I have my own critique of what we could have done better in Occupy, and I speak as an occupier myself. It is no question that Occupy opened up the space for real conversation. And we found out that tens of thousands, if not millions of young people who were all privately enraged at the income and wealth inequality, enraged and outraged at the way the banks, the very banks that caused the global economy to come to a brink of an abyss, were the very ones rewarded in the pre-recession era. And the vast majority of us were left with an epidemic of foreclosures and evictions, an economy that is booming for them but leaves us with a proliferation of low-wage jobs. A housing market that is making more and more of us homeless every day. And in all this cauldron, we are seeing struggles starting to emerge. This is very important, my sisters and brothers. We cannot, absolutely cannot afford to miss this moment. And the Black Lives Matter movement is a clear indication that young people are urgently wanting to move into struggle. And we've seen those developments in the environmental movement as well. And congratulations to Portland environmentalists for blocking the Shell Arctic iceberg on the 20 hours. In Seattle, at the same time, when the Shell oil rig was arriving at our port, we were in the canoes and the kayaks with the Native Americans and the environmentalists, you know, fighting against the power of Shell, but understanding that there was a long way to go. By the way, I'm not like an expert canoeer or anything, but I was there myself and I was paddling. And I was there to see the surreal image of the monstrosity that is called the Polar Pioneer, which should more accurately be called the Polar Pillager. And Melissa mentioned, Seattle is now seeing a historic strike by the teachers, by the educators. And we've been in solidarity with their strike. Well, it is in this global political context that Socialist Alternative in Seattle decided to run our city council election campaign in 2013. Socialist Alternative, as many of you may know, is a nationwide organization of social and economic justice activists. And in Seattle, like in many other places, we were seeing an opening for left politics, a hunger for a change away from corporate-dominated agenda. We've seen the U.S. Congress approval ratings are unbelievably low. There was one survey that was done that said that, you know, that asked people who were surveyed, the survey respondents, do you like U.S. Congress more or cockroaches more? Do you like U.S. Congress more or a root canal treatment? All the bad things you can think of. The U.S. Congress approval rating is lower than any other bad thing you can think of. I'm not joking, they really did this survey. However, as Melissa mentioned, such victories as we have achieved in Seattle do not come automatically, and they certainly do not come easy. We, first of all, have to don the mantle of activists and organizers. That is imperative for us if we are to have any success in establishing any kind of social change, let alone a system change. And what Socialist Alternative has done in the last 2 or 3 years is, first of all, had a finger on the pulse of mass consciousness, understanding that there was a clear open door for left agenda, and that if we lost this moment, it would be lost. And we didn't know we were going to win when we launched a campaign, but what we did know, what we were completely confident of, was that our message would resonate with the working people of Seattle. And then another lesson from Socialist Alternative's campaign. It was not a campaign that began with one aggrandized individual. I didn't wake up one morning and say, I'm going to run for office and hopefully become a celebrity or something like that. We are an organized movement of activists with democratic decision-making within our bodies. And we collectively, through our political analysis, recognized that there was an opening, and we had democratic discussions and debate within Socialist Alternative on whether it made sense to run an electoral campaign at this moment. And flowing from that, the candidate's choice should also be a democratic decision. I think this is a very important lesson for us if we are to carry through a model of democratically organized parties that will elect, that can succeed in electing leaders that will remain accountable to the organization and to the movement. And as a matter of fact, one of the most powerful things that we could see happening, you know, increasingly throughout the campaign is that rank and file Democrats, you know, what I mean is ordinary people who consider themselves Democrat but are not powerful people within the Democratic Party establishment, many of them joined our campaign because it was stunning to them that they had spent decades investing their emotional energy, activism, and faith in a party that had never delivered on the social justice values that they hold dear. And they were drawn to our campaign strongly because they saw that this is the kind of campaign we need. Our campaign energized young people tremendously, people who had sworn off electoral politics, and I don't blame them for doing that. That's a rational response if you don't have anyone worth voting for, and if you have politics that only has big business parties. That is no way to conduct politics if you're fighting for the working class. But the response to that is not to stay disengaged, but get our own voices out into the streets and into City Hall. And by November, when the election was over, we had won more than 90,000 people the votes of more than 90,000 people in Seattle. This was a phenomenal victory. People everywhere around the world said, you're calling yourself an open socialist and you won an election in a major metropolitan area in the belly of the capitalist beast. This can happen, but it's happened because we are in a moment when people are wanting urgently to move into struggle, and because those conditions exist everywhere. Don't let anybody tell you that there's something unique about Seattle and that's why this happened. Of course, there's lots of unique things about every city, but that has nothing to do with this. What it has to do is with the fact that you need conscious leadership that organizes working people around concrete political demands like $15 an hour, like rent control. In Seattle, and in addition to rent control, we are also fighting to make big developers pay the maximum fees to generate funds for affordable housing. But that brings me to one of my last points, that how are we going to make big developers pay? How are we going to win rent control? We are not going to win any of these demands if City Hall in Seattle or in Portland continues to be dominated by the very same politicians who take money from the big developers. I can guarantee you, no politician who takes money from big developers is going to help you win fees against developers, despite the best intentions. Let's give them the benefit of the doubt. It is still not going to happen. And as a matter of fact, it is absolutely essential not only that we win this re-election campaign, but that we send the message throughout this nation that what we need in this moment is a resurgence of independent left politics. And I also want to be clear, it is not just about a third party. I come from India, where there's a multitude of parties, but not a single one of them serves the interests of the working class. We don't want a tea party. We don't want a party that is different in name only, but is still controlled by the Koch brothers. We want a party that is controlled by the working class and serves the interests only of the working class.
You're listening to Shama Sawant speaking this past Saturday night here in Portland. You're listening on KBOO Community Radio. We have 3 minutes left in this hour to raise $250 for KBOO. We know that we can do it because we have supporters that are listening and that are fired up about getting courageous leadership, organizing around concrete demands, and that are listening to this and know that KBOO is your community station that is bringing it to you, that is radio in solidarity with the working class. So support right now, whether you could do $5 a month, $10 a month. Help us reach our goal by pledging $20 a month. Is that doable for you? It might sound like a lot, but really, is it too much for your community radio station, for your community bulletin board, where you find out what's going on in your community, you find out how you're being affected by the policies of City Hall? Call right now, 877-500-5266. Earlier this hour, we heard about the trees that are being cut down in Southeast Portland. Well, Vic Remmers, that developer, was selected for a committee on affordable development in the city of Portland. Imagine if we had city council members that were accountable to the people, if we had a city government that was, as Shama Sawant is talking about, changing things for the working class. What a different story we would be reporting. And we can do that because this is radio for empowerment. This is where we listen, we organize, we get involved. We want you to get involved right now. Just a little bit every month. Everybody giving a little bit makes this thing possible. Do it right now, please. Can you give $20 a month? Can you give $10 a month? Maybe you're someone who could give $50 a month. Call right now. It's so important that you do it. 877-500-5266.
Yeah, we bring you diverse radio shows. So right now, coming up after this, is going to be a show that's actually about labor unions. It's produced here in Portland. It's labor Radio. It's on every week, every Monday. It's produced by our volunteers. It's awesome coverage of similar news. And that's something that we're able to bring you because you support KBOO, because we're independent. And the number to call to pledge your support is 877-500-5266, or go online to kboo.fm, click on that tip jar, put your money in there. You know you're supporting us. You know what you're getting. It's not like a murky investment. It's something for your community. It's something for you. It's something you cherish. You love the news that you hear. You love the music you hear. You probably hear music on KBOO and you're like, I've never heard that before. And that's what you get when you have independent radio. So please,
or stop on by 20 Southeast 8th. We're right here. We can show you around. You can see where this money goes. You can see how your community radio station works. Maybe you can get involved in whether it's just giving a monthly contribution, or maybe you want to get involved in a committee or come down and volunteer. 20 Southeast 8th, or call us right now. We need those calls to make our goal for this hour. Can you give $10 a month, $20 a month? We need just a couple more of you to make that goal. Please call 877-500-5266. That's 877-500 KBOO.
KBOO is a proud sponsor of Division Midway Alliance's third annual Festival of Nations, where cultures come together. The festival will be held at the Division Center at the intersection of Southeast 122nd Avenue and Southeast Division Street on Sunday, September 20th, from 12 p.m. to 4 p.m. Catch TriMet bus lines 4 or 71 to get there. The Festival of Nations is a great time for the entire family with music and entertainment, from face painting and balloon art to the Taste of the Nations tent with a variety of food from all over the world. Vendors will sell their goods and community organizations will provide some information about available services in the area. More information at Division Midway.